Democrat Martha Coakley was the first woman ever elected Middlesex County District Attorney. She's also the first woman elected Massachusetts Attorney General. Now, Coakley is trying to become the first woman elected governor of the Commonwealth. In the latest in our profiles of the Republicans and Democrats running for governor ahead of the primary election next Tuesday, this morning, WBUR's Fred Tice has the story of Martha Coakley.
Martha Coakley meets me in a coffee shop on the main street of the western Massachusetts city of Pittsfield, the city in which she was born 61 years ago. She grew up some 20 miles north of here in another factory town, North Adams. That's where her parents settled after her father, who served in the Navy, returned from World War II.
My dad bought part of an insurance agency up there, and we basically grew up there. I talk a little bit about it, mirroring the kinds of TV shows we saw on TV in the 50s and 60s. You know, Father Knows Best and Ozzie and Harriet. You know, my dad walked to work often. My mom stayed home. We had five children. We had, family vacations together. We were involved in our church. And we, of course, were in a city where there were lots of big families, and my brother and sisters all had friends from the families, too. So I loved it.
If Attorney General Coakley, a Democrat, is elected governor, she'll be the first woman to be elected to the position in Massachusetts history. Jane Swift became acting governor when Governor Paul Cellucci resigned in 2001, but was never elected on her own. Coakley has often been a pioneer. In the fall of 1971, she was part of the first class to include women at Williams College.
I enjoyed most of it. We were still in a minority, and so we were spread around the campus, but it's a great school. It's just a great opportunity.
Coakley remembers working with other women to put together the college's first guide to health and sex.
It was a different time period. In the 70s, Roe versus Wade had been decided, and I think we were all making sure that women had the right health information. Williams hadn't been really equipped to deal with gynecologists and women's health issues.
After Williams and then Boston University Law School, Coakley served as assistant district attorney in Middlesex County. As an assistant DA, she worked with colleges and universities as they began to address sexual assault on campus.
And we saw through the 80s and 90s the need to do more education with the colleges around making sure that young women had a way to report it, to go to the local authorities, not to just have it all done in-house.
Scott Harshbarger was the Middlesex County DA who hired Coakley in 1986.
She worked hard. She earned credibility with police and her colleagues.
Assistant DA Coakley worked for many years in the child abuse unit. With Jerry Leone, she prosecuted English au pair Louise Woodward for the killing of an infant in her care, 8-month-old Matthew Epen of Newton. Here's Leone's take on Coakley.
She's very intelligent. She's very good on her feet. Yeah, she's a good strategist.
Coakley says her work on child abuse led her to start an adult sexual assault unit.
Because many of the issues we saw with children who wouldn't come forward or weren't believed were true also for young women on college campuses, in marriages, who've been physically or sexually assaulted.
In 1997, Coakley became the first woman elected Middlesex County District Attorney. Coakley went on to become the first woman elected as Massachusetts Attorney General. She says she's proudest of two accomplishments. One of them is prosecuting lenders for violating the state's foreclosure laws.
We've kept over 30,000 people in their homes. The second thing that I'm really proud of is our challenge to the Defense of Marriage Act.
Coakley sued the federal government, contending that DOMA was unconstitutional because it forced Massachusetts to treat same-sex married residents differently from heterosexual married couples, and because it impeded on states' rights under the 10th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. The Supreme Court struck down DOMA. Recently, Attorney General Coakley negotiated an agreement with Partners Healthcare. If approved, it will allow Partners to take over three more hospitals and sign up hundreds of doctors on condition that Partners cap its price increases for most of the next 10 years. But a report from the staff of the Health Policy Commission predicts that the agreement will drive costs up. And the Republican frontrunner in the governor's race, Charlie Baker, the former head of Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, criticized the settlement in a recent WBUR debate.
The agreement that the Attorney General negotiated with Partners is so complicated, I'm not sure it's enforceable.
Totally disagree with that. It is comprehensive, but it's all clear what it means. it really levels the playing field, not only for consumers, but for the next 5 to 10 years, cuts the cost curve.
Coakley lives in Medford with her husband, retired Cambridge Police Deputy Superintendent Thomas O'Connor Jr. If she's elected governor, she says she hopes to finish the South Coast Rail project that would link Boston with New Bedford and Fall River. She supports allowing the gasoline tax to rise at the inflation rate.
We need a predictable source of income, particularly for roads and bridges that are crucial.
She says she'd like to make pre-kindergarten available to all parents and longer school days available to districts that want them. She says it's time to reevaluate the Patrick administration's decision to join the Obama administration's Race to the Top program, which replaced Massachusetts education standards with national standards.
It's a good time now to look at where we've gone, what we're accomplishing, and really what the demands of the next 20, 30 years are going to be on our teachers and on our students.
So you think we should rethink it, whether it's worth staying in?
We should at least rethink it.
Coakley says she's concerned about placing too much emphasis on testing. She says she'd like to give teachers more autonomy in the classroom. When Coakley ran for the U.S. Senate in a special election in 2010, she won the Democratic nomination but lost the general election by 5 points to Republican Scott Brown. For Democrats, it was a devastating loss of the seat held by Ted Kennedy for 47 years. Many Democrats blamed Coakley of taking the election for granted. She was criticized for taking a vacation over Christmas and for scoffing at shaking hands with voters at Fenway Park in the cold. It's not clear if anyone could have beaten Brown. He enjoyed the support of seniors, fearful that they would lose their Medicare benefits with the implementation of Obamacare, and he received $1 million a day in the final days of the campaign from Tea Party members and others across the country. This election is Martha Coakley's chance to reshape the perceptions of her formed, fairly or not, by that loss. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.